Hello and welcome everyone to Transcend Trauma, Heal Your Past to Thrive Now online event. I am your host, Tanya Penny. I'm an occupational therapist, an illness and trauma guide, a spiritual alchemist, and author of the Connect with the Divine You book and journals. And I'm here again this year because I'm devoted to supporting you to heal your past trauma, PTSD, depression, so that you can thrive now and live a life full of peace, joy, love, and to fully live your soul's purpose. So today I'm excited to share with you the wisdom of Kyla Gent. We're going to be diving into the topic of sacred sovereignty. So for those of you that are new to Kyla, she has been on a lifelong path to gather and share tools and resources for embodiment. A lifelong journey of healing her own trauma led her to personal healing through a variety of modalities, including EMDR and EFT tapping. Then Kyla found Human Garage in early 2023. The fascial maneuvers she learned were an important piece that regulated her nervous system consistently and brought her home to her body in a new and profound way. Coming out of continuous patterns of disassociation over decades offered Kyla an invitation to explore deeper connections, both with her body and her inner child. Kyla now offers a sacred space to be seen and heard. She works with her clients one-on-one, in virtual classes and workshops, and in-person retreats, inviting fluid adaptation of the fascial maneuvers and facilitating visualization and meditation experiences to deepen personal connection. She emphasizes the power of connection in releasing old narratives and embracing one's true self. Thank you so much for being here today, Kyla. Can't wait to share this powerful tool of yours with everybody. Before we started the recording, I was sharing with you that I was also involved with Human Garage and their work back in, I think it was early 2019. Yeah. And since then, you know how things kind of come and go. And so this came into my sphere again, and I'm so excited because I'm going through my own deeper healing now of a GI issue. And I feel like this is going to be so beneficial for me and for everybody, because as we said, the issues live in the tissues and fascia. Yeah. So let's start with that. How has working with fascia supported your journey? And for those that are completely new to this concept of fascia, like maybe just tell us a little bit about how trauma is, you know, what that looks like and what that means.
Yeah, thanks, Tanya. It's been so transformational for me. I've been, as you shared, on a healing journey for quite a number of years, my whole life, really, finding my way back to a truth that was living within my body. And once I started to find those answers and put the pieces of the puzzle together and use those other modalities that you've mentioned, I realized that there was still dissociation happening. So I was still existing outside of my body so much. That was so normal for me, as it is for so many that go through trauma.
Oh my gosh. It's like, it's so, we don't even know it. You know, I think most people don't even, I didn't know I wasn't in my body until absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and let's just pause there for a second, because for people who have been through experiences of PTSD and trauma, we are so often sheared off from our physical body, and we're almost riding in the back seat. So we're existing kind of up in the ethers, we're existing back over here, or sometimes I describe it like we are right in the center of our body and we've tucked in all of our limbs, and we're just sort of crunched in there in the middle, just kind of watching what's going on, but not actually feeling this beautiful body that we're in.
We
And
shut
so,
it down, right? I mean, we shut down feeling and we leave the body so we don't have to feel all of the pain and all of the, you know, those emotions, and because we're not getting helped with it, right? So if we can't process it, then of course we're gonna want to leave, because it's so uncomfortable and so painful, and we don't even know
it
we
is.
Do. It's just a survival mechanism. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why so many people with trauma have a really high pain tolerance, because they're not actually feeling their body, right?
And so the body has to turn it up, whatever the symptom is, right?
That's
To try
right.
to get attention. Yeah.
Yeah, the signal gets turned way up. That dial just gets completely cranked so that we can actually feel a sensation. It's almost like there's this buffer. There is this buffer that is protecting us. And so in my healing journey, that's one of the things I always love to share gratitude for and to value, that this served me at one time. This is part of how I survived, to be disconnected from my body. So it's not something to fight against, it's something to work with,
And
to
not beat
acknowledge.
yourself up for, right? And not beat
Exactly.
yourself up for, because I think we're so good at doing that too. I would say that's one of the side effects of the trauma, is that we blame ourselves. We blame ourselves for everything, for everything.
That's such a big part of the journey too, Tanya. I totally agree. Yeah. So when we start to talk about the fascia, which is a buzzword in the world right now, if you go onto social media, a lot of people are talking about it because so many of us are waking up to this truth that our fascia is actually the wisdom. It holds all of the wisdom, all of the memories, all of the trauma, and it is everywhere in our body. It's like a spider web, and it exists inside of the bones, outside of the bones, the muscles, everywhere. It is through our entire system. And so if we just pause and think about that for a moment, it's like the library, it's the wisdom keeper. And once we start to communicate with that part of ourselves and to bring our presence there, then we can unwind, we hydrate, we support, we listen, and we start to take this thing that is held in trauma, holding tension, whether it's a physical pain or an emotional pain, and it starts to become fluid as we bring our attention to it and we start to move our body and we breathe.
And I would say both, right? The emotion, the physical is always tied to the emotion as well, right? It's those repressed emotions that are causing the physical issue, right? And it's, as you're saying, it's living in the fascia. The fascia is actually holding it. And just as you're speaking, I'm picturing the body, and just like this fascia is like just holding us together, right? Like it's holding the organs, like it's everything. It's everything.
And so when we use things like the fascial maneuvers, which is taught by the human garage, we are isolating these different zones and increasing pressure in our body with our breath. When we think about trauma and increasing pressure, as an initial thought, it's like, ooh, I don't know if those go together, but it's actually so supportive because it gives us a space to start to breathe and to occupy this body. And we're breathing into these places that once held tension so that they can relax and start to let go. And it's a really beautiful process.
So I'm just thinking about, I've been doing receiving myofascial work for a very long, on and off for a very long time. But what I'm finding is so important, especially, I'm going to say, this year moving forwards, and it's always been important, but it just feels like it's even bigger now, is that piece of empowerment. So really having those tools to empower yourself. And that's what it sounds like. So you're giving us the human garage, right? These fascial maneuvers. It's something that someone's not doing to you necessarily, or sometimes it might be. But it's actually tools that you can use on your own on a daily basis, is what it sounds like to me. Yeah.
You got it. So with the fascial maneuvers, the idea is that you actually can take your own healing upon yourself. You can make choices. You can actually turn into these positions, hug your body, isolate these different zones, breathe, and you're actually going to change your fascia. You're going to open your fascia. It doesn't take away going to a practitioner if that's still what people choose to do, but it brings that ownership of our own healing journey back within ourselves so that we have that sovereignty within us. And then we may say, oh, I choose to go to this osteopath. I choose to go and work and co-create with this practitioner in my healing rather than, oh, I need to go to this person to fix me or help me.
Yes, thank you. I'm so glad. I think this is so important that we talk about this, that it's not that we don't need the help of other people, but the way that for my own experience, I'm just thinking in the past, I'd go to my counselor, but then, I would have a whole week or 2 weeks where, what do I do? Right? So I'm triggered now. What do I do? Or I'm having this issue now. And I don't get to see that person for another week or 2 weeks, or can't get in, or whatever it is, right? And so it's like, oh, yes, I still need or want to work with that person. We always, I do believe we always still need support from others. But then
Yeah.
in the interim, I have things that I can use, like you're talking about the fascial maneuvers, which helps me to feel empowered, right? Helps me feel
Absolutely.
empowered and to help myself to heal, not just putting it in the hands of another person.
That's right. Yeah. And with that empowerment, it is actually healing your body.
Absolutely.
So, we go into these different positions and we breathe. And what it's actually doing is it's inviting all parts of ourselves back into this physical body. So, to speak really plainly, when I first started doing this, it wasn't very comfortable because I was so dissociated. I wasn't used to being in my body. So, I would be doing Totally Twisted, is the name of one of the maneuvers. And my mind would be going into, okay, let's just do this faster. Let's get this done because it was so uncomfortable to be in here.
I think that's a great point to bring up because yes, and it's so funny. I'm laughing because for myself and then for recently, some of my clients are coming more back into their bodies as well. And they're like, it's so uncomfortable. I'm
Yeah.
like, I know. And that's why we left to begin with. But it's reminding those parts of us that are afraid to feel that didn't have tools then. Like we have tools now.
Yes.
Right, we have tools now, and we can help ourselves now, and release this stuff finally. Whereas when we were children, which is when a lot of the trauma happened, or even early adulthood, right? We didn't have tools. Our parents didn't have tools, right?
Yep.
So we didn't learn, and so that's why, like you're saying, and I'm saying these tools to empower ourselves are so
Yeah.
important, and it's not. You know, it's not going to always feel comfortable, at least when we start. But
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but it's become a little bit more comfortable the more that I
Oh.
do it, right? The more that we do it, it becomes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I share that because it has completely changed for me. And so now, as soon as I go into any position and I start to breathe, I come home into my body. If I've been dissociated, which I do so much less than I ever did before, this is now my go-to tool to come home and feel connected to my body. And I feel regulated. My nervous system calms down. I feel empowered. I occupy my body. I feel grounded. I feel centered. It is such a powerful, beautiful tool. And when I'm grounded and centered, the people around me feel that as well because we're all interconnected. We're in a group healing movement.
We are.
So, one of the other pieces with Human Garage is that the community is so powerful and so interconnected. It's a global community. They have a website where all of the content is free. And so the belief is that there should be no barrier to entry and healing yourself. So they've made all of these different resets free. You can go through a 1 day, try it out, see how it feels. And then you progress to a 3 day and a 5 or a 7 day. And then you can do a 28-day reset, full body reset. You'd go into the practice for 28 days and see what's possible. When I first did it, it changed my life.
I was going to ask too, like when you say, I think people need to know too, when we're doing this on a daily basis, and I'm already feeling, right? The
Yeah.
I'm busy, but it doesn't have to take a lot of time. And I'm curious how long, like when you get into the practice on a daily basis, like how long are the practices?
Great question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the initial stress reset is what is taught, and that regulates your system right away. It's a series of three maneuvers. When you're first learning it and following a video, 15 minutes, because you walk in between each one to let your body get a sense of what's changed, what's new, what's reorganized itself. And so you'll do a maneuver and then you walk a little bit and you breathe and then you do the next one and you walk. Once you know what you're doing, you can do it in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. You're breathing on one side, breathing on the other side. It's a series of breaths, a series of movements. And then there's a set of 10 maneuvers, and those are sort of the basic 10. I can do those in 30 minutes. Another really interesting thing with this is that you can take a class for an hour, you could take a class or a workshop for 2 hours, or you can just do that stress reset in 10 minutes, and you could do it twice a day. One of the things that the founder Gary Lynam talks about regularly is that it's much more beneficial to do a few fascial maneuvers throughout your day than to do a big 1 hour class,
Yeah.
because you're regulating your system repeatedly.
It's not, I'm so glad you're saying that as well, because what happens throughout our day, right? We get triggered, and whether we're aware of it or not, we take on stress, we, all of those things. And so having that, it used to be, oh, go to your hour yoga class in the morning or at the end of the day. But what I'm finding for myself and what I'm also teaching my clients, like you're saying, is to have tools that we use throughout the day, right? F 5 to 15 minutes, maybe 30 minutes tops, depending on the person, depending on the issue, of course, right?
Course. Yeah.
To be able to have tools that we use throughout the day to keep our nervous systems regulated, is so important, to prevent that breakdown, right? To prevent that crash. So, question. What areas, I think it's always helpful for people to know, like, your personal experience. Like, where were you holding trauma in your body? And, what did you see? Like, what were you experiencing? And then what did you see after the fascial, using the fascial maneuvers, and how long did it take?
Yeah, great question. So I started going through those little mini resets that I shared, and then I did my 28-day reset, my very first one, in the spring of 2023. And I found, so initially when I started, I set my intentions, and I was having major digestive issues. I couldn't eat food. I couldn't eat any dense food without taking a digestive enzyme, which of course made perfect sense because I was constantly in fight or flight. I was out of my body, so my resources were going to survival, not to digesting food. And so often we have issues with our digestion when we are in that sympathetic state.
I'm going to say that's probably one of the biggest symptoms of trauma is GI issues. And most of us, like myself, I think I said it before we started the recording, I've had them since I was a child, since I was an infant. Right? And so it's, yeah, it's, and it's, so it became my normal. I just was like, oh, this is the way it is, until I realized, through my MS journey, and then after that, like, wow, this can be healed too, right? These GI issues can be healed as well, on a deeper level. So yeah, GI. So what fascial maneuvers? I know we can't get detail here, and you have more of that information for people later, but yeah, so what maneuver, like, what did you do?
So I went through the resets and I learned a lot of the different maneuvers. I was actually counting them the other day, and there's over 50 maneuvers or
Oh my
adaptations
gosh.
that you can do. So there's so many different ways that you can play with the fascial maneuvers. There is an organ reset, which is super supportive for the digestive system, for settling into the body. You'll hear Gary say that if he only could do one thing per day, it would be the organ reset.
Wow, I was going to ask that. Okay, yeah. So the
What would be the
organ,
number one? Yep, the
so
organ
there's
reset.
so there's not just one for digestion.
Right.
It's the organ reset.
Yep. Well,
Got
the
it.
organ reset is very supportive. You're going through a number of the different organs. You're really bringing your presence and your breath to those different parts of your body. Also, there are a couple of other specific releases that are called the psoas release, although you're not
Oh my
specifically working
gosh. I
psoas.
know I have a tight psoas. Yes.
There you go.
I mean, most people do, again, with, especially if it's a sexual abuse trauma. The psoas is always involved. And of course, that impacts your digestion. It's right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, and there's another maneuver called pullover, which you wouldn't actually think initially that it would be supportive for digestion, but it is, because you're bringing one hand over your shoulder, the other hand around your ribs here, and then you're actually turning your head, lifting your shoulder, and you're bending forward, and then you're breathing, and you're doing
So
this on both
could we
sides.
do that? Like, could we invite everyone? Can we just do
Of course.
that quick maneuver? I mean, you're doing it, but could you take us through it really
For
quickly?
sure. Yeah,
Awesome.
it would be my pleasure. Okay, so this is called pullover. So what we're going to do is take our right hand, we're going to bring it to our left shoulder. You can go right onto the skin if you choose, and just bring your fingers over the back of your shoulder and just kind of feel in there for a spot that's tender. And once you find it, just let your fingers melt into that spot And then you're going to pull your hand up and over your trap or over the top of your shoulder here, and then just pin it there. Let the rest of your arm relax, let your shoulder relax. We're going to take our left hand, we're going to bring it around under our ribs, and we're going to just find a spot again that our fingers start to melt in. And then we're going to pull that forward and pin it. So it's almost like we have a towel between our fingertips on our back, going in a diagonal line.
And we're breathing.
We're going to start the breathing in a second. We're going to turn our head to the left, and then we're going to lift this left shoulder just a little bit. Relax any tension in your shoulders. So often when we have trauma, we hold tension in our shoulders. Lift your left shoulder a little bit more, and we're going to start to dive forward. We're probably all sitting, which is totally great. All these maneuvers can be done seated. Our left shoulder is going to start to come forward towards our right knee. Towards your right knee. Yeah, and keep your head turned to your left shoulder. And then here we're going to breathe in and out through the mouth 3 times. I'll guide you. So in. And as you exhale, just let your breath fall out of your mouth. And notice how your body sinks a little lower. Breathe in and exhale, sinking a little lower. In and exhale. Next, we're going to breathe in through our nose and out through our mouth. In through your nose and let it fall out of your mouth, letting yourself sink even lower if that's available to you. In and out. One more breath. In and out. Slowly come back up to a seated position. Bring your head back to center and just let your hands drift down your body. You can roll your shoulders, move your hips a little bit, and notice how you feel.
Yeah, so it was interesting while I was doing that. It was like, oh, I'm hugging myself. Like it felt very nurturing.
Very.
Very nurturing. Like that was, yeah, like the hug position. And I think so many of us, giving ourselves that kind of touch, besides everything else it's doing, just giving yourself that touch. And then combined with the breath, really powerful. To
It is really.
feel this morning when I woke up, because again, as I've mentioned throughout this event, my own GI symptoms are flaring and asking for TLC, of course, during this event.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning with just like this shakiness, which I know is stuff releasing, and it felt like that helped to move it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I felt the shakiness kind of going down a little bit. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And so that maneuver is called the pullover.
It's called the pullover. And so we would do it on both sides if we were in a practice.
And the main purpose of that one is to.
So that can be actually really supportive for digestion.
Okay, the digestion again.
Yep.
Great.
There's a variety of things that it will support. We're opening the back, which can actually also support tightness in the front. So we're always thinking about where the position is that we feel tension, and then supporting ourselves first from the opposite spot on the body. So if I have tension in my left shoulder, I'm going to take a look at my right hip. Same as if I have tension in my right knee, I'm going to consider my left ankle. I'm going to consider my left hip. So we can support the actual body part that has the sensation. We also want to think about where the tension is coming from in these cross positions of our body and in the
Yeah.
different zones.
Well, and it makes so much sense. Everything's connected, right? And if one area is holding the trauma, then of course all the other areas around it are trying to support that area. I'm just thinking too, like I have this digestion issue, and I noticed when I go get myofascial work done, I'm always telling her, my low back doesn't feel anything, but I know you need to go there. because I know that that's impacting my digestion. And as soon as she starts working on it, I mean, I've had some excruciating pain where there was nothing. And she's like, it's because it was so tight, because it was trying to hold for that other, the other area, right? The digestion issue. So it's fascinating.
It is
Or we could,
fascinating.
or we can say it's fascinating.
It is
So,
fascinating. Yes. Well,
and all
another
this stuff.
thing, Tanya, is hips. For anyone who's had trauma, sexual trauma for sure, we hold it in our hips and it translates directly to our jaw. So the hips and the jaw are very connected.
Can you tell? I know this, and I'm glad you're bringing that up as well. Why? Why is that? Do you know?
So we have these three zones in our body. So this is zone one. And then zone two is our torso, zone three are our legs. And so our hips and our jaw are actually, so this is actually our hips in zone one. Everything is represented in these different parts of our body. So it moves very similarly. And our jaw is one of the strongest parts of our body. It holds this tension. We are constantly holding tension in our hips. And very often with sexual trauma, especially, there is usually a correlation, or often there's a correlation.
Right? You can't speak. You can't, you don't want to, you don't want to make a sound, right? You just want to be as still as possible. And, you know, especially as a child, we can't fight, you know, can't fight even an older sibling oftentimes, right? Which is very common with sexual abuse. And so it totally makes sense that, you know, the injury or the trauma is in the hips and the, you know, second chakra area, let's say, and then the jaw, right? Because we can't speak up is going to be impacted as well. You know,
Well, and those are
clenching our
two
teeth,
areas,
right?
exactly. So we are using the muscles here to hold this part of our body closed. This is our voice. This is also an entry into our body. Same with the hips. We are clenching everything to keep something closed, right? And so
Proper
when we
trauma,
get into
yeah.
this space, of opening, I am safe and secure in this moment to open. I'm safe and secure. So this would be a maneuver for your jaw. So you can take your right hand, fingers forward, left hand, fingers backwards, right onto this part of your jaw where we all hold tension, right up here. Yeah, so a little farther up. We're going to press in, and then we're going to twist our fingers towards the ceiling. And then you can open it. So relax your shoulders. Open and close your jaw three times, nice and wide. Turn your head to the right, open and close. Turn your head to the left, open and close. We can also go up and down. I'm going to pause there and just share that one of the things that I like to do with the jaw maneuver is to stand up or even do it seated. But to really start to tie my hips into the experience. So I will really get into moving my hips around because as I open my jaw, my hips also open. So even just in your chair, move around on your hips a little bit and notice how different that feels.
Feels
You can be
weird.
opening and closing, be aware of your breath.
I can feel quite a bit of fear coming up, actually. Not in a bad way, but like,
So just a signal for you that there's stuff there, that your body is responding to the maneuvers that you're doing right now. And
Yeah,
so
I mean,
with your
I
paper,
used to have really bad TMJ. I don't anymore, but I can still, I can tell if I'm going through something, a deeper level of a trauma, my jaw automatically, right, automatically feels tight. That's a beautiful one. I love that one. Wow. And they're so simple. They're so
They're really
simple.
simple. And to speak to that, actually, the original concept was the fetal position. So we're crossing our arms, we're crossing our legs, we're bringing ourselves back to that original source point, that moment of coming into this body. reconnecting with that place within us, where if you believe in a soul coming into a body, making that choice, the purity of that moment, we're coming back to that place.
Wow. So there's a fascial maneuver for that. That you're saying there's a
Well,
maneuver for that.
you can definitely lay on the floor in the fetal position, but even the stress reset, we're crossing our feet, we're crossing our arms, we're in the fetal position.
Wow. Wonderful, beautiful. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited to get back into this and to, not just receiving it from others, but being able to give that to myself. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing just this powerful tool with us today and taking us through a few maneuvers. And I know you have a really great gift for us, Kyla, and it's called the Group Fascial Maneuvers Workshop that you're giving us free, and it's for healing, specifically for healing trauma. So can you tell us what to expect when we sign up for that workshop? Like, how long will it be? And like, yeah, what are we going to expect from being in that?
Yeah, so one of the things that I'm so blessed to be able to offer is a space for people who have experienced trauma to feel seen and known. I've walked that journey, and I choose to show up in the Human Garage community as an advocate for all of us who have been through trauma and are on that journey. So with all of the offerings that I'm bringing here today, the class, the workshop for healing trauma, we're going to spend about an hour. It'll give us some time to play in some of the movement and then talk about how we feel. I like to set the container first. I do a little visualization just to create a really clean, beautiful, clear container where people can feel as secure as possible.
And it's on Zoom, correct? It will be on
It's on
Zoom.
Zoom. Yeah, people can be on or off camera, whatever they're comfortable with.
Beautiful.
And it will be slow maneuvers, seated maneuvers if you choose. I like to take things really slow, and I like to bring some of that fluid, divine feminine energy into it. The divine feminine lives in all of us, whether we identify as men or women. And
Absolutely.
it's just a really gentle approach to these maneuvers. We take everything really slow. We take our time. We listen to our body's signals. So it's just an opportunity to come and see what it feels like. And people are welcome to sign up and then watch the recording later. I remember when I was early on in my trauma healing journey, being live on Zoom was not even an option for me. And
I know it's not for a lot
recording.
of it's not for a lot of my clients either, except when they get more comfortable and feel more safe. Safety is such a huge thing with healing trauma. So yeah, everybody, whether you are going to be there live or not, and we don't have the exact date and time yet, Kyla's still working that out. But if you want to be a part of this, and even if you don't want to be live and receive the replay, you can go down below this video, and you're just going to email Kyla. And her email is below here. So you're going to reach out and email her, and then she will be sending you the information for this workshop. I can't wait to, I'm going to hopefully be able to be live for it.
Yes,
So,
I would love that.
I would love to be there with you and with all of you that she's offering this special free workshop for all of us to heal trauma. Just thank you so much, Kyla.
It's my
And
pleasure.
also, I know that you also do retreats. So if people want to go deeper, what does that inflow fascial retreat look like? How many days is it? Like, what do you do? Like, what are you guys doing during that?
So we're offering our next retreat offerings are in October and November. There's a 6-day retreat followed by an 8-day retreat. And what we're doing, I'm co-creating with three other Human Garage coaches, and we are all very into the journey of healing from a place of trauma, whatever that looks like for us individually, to a place of empowerment and sovereignty and feeling at home and welcome, especially in community. So one of the things that I've learned on my journey is that we heal in group movement, that we heal in relationship. So much of my time was spent gathering tools and healing on my own, which is part of the journey. And yeah, and when we're able to come together with other people in a container where we feel loved and supported, things can really move with velocity,
I'm
intentional
telling you,
things. Oh yeah.
I think that's an important piece that we're touching on right now. You said it before, and I meant to stop us, but that didn't happen. But
Yeah.
yeah, and this is the thing that I've really realized over just the past couple of years is that it is so important that we do find that community where we feel safe, where we feel accepted, and where we feel understood. You know, I think one of the, again, side effects of trauma is that we become afraid of people. And we, I know for myself, didn't realize that I didn't trust anybody, you know, because I couldn't trust my mom or my dad, and they equaled people, right? They equaled all men and all women as a child. And so being able to find a community where you feel safe and you feel you can express, you can share whatever's coming up for you, is, I agree, a huge part for us to be able to heal. We have to do both. I think both are important, right? Doing the individual work and then doing the community work. So it sounds like you really provide that. And I already can hear people too. So I just want to acknowledge that it's scary. I get it. Like, definitely virtual group is where most people start. And then when you're ready to be able to go to that in-person retreat, workshop. I know yours is several days. Mine are usually several days as well. It's deeper healing for sure, but I also know it can be very scary. My personal experience.
It is all about timing. I heard something really interesting a few months ago, and that was that retreats are a wonderful place for introverts, which fascinated me because I'm an introvert. I'm
Me
very
too.
extroverted when I'm
Me too.
connecting at the heart level. Put me into a party where people are making small talk, not so much. I'm fairly introverted in that environment. And so retreats are a beautiful place for introverts because you have a schedule. Someone is guiding you through an experience. At our retreats, one of our facilitators is very much into astrology. So she will pair people in rooms based on their astrology.
Oh,
So right
cool.
away, you're with someone who's a match who will understand you, might relate to the world in a similar way.
I love
It's just
astrology.
very supportive. So do I. I'm learning so much. Yeah, it's been so fun. So there's these different opportunities for people to feel supported. For our retreats, I love to have one-on-one conversations with people about where they are in their journey before they come. And we just talk about, is this a great choice for you? Is this the next step for you? So I'm always happy to have those conversations as well.
Right, to see if it's a match. And how many people are typically at your retreats? Do you
Yeah,
know?
so the last one we had 14 people and four facilitators.
Wow.
So yeah, it's a fairly intimate group, while still having enough people that everyone is bringing a different flavor within the same thread to the group. And all of those people in this experience had some experience with fascial maneuvers. They were already part of the human garage community. And I'll just share that it's so fascinating. The people that are magnetized into the human garage community, there's this certain resonance, there's this soul calling that people have where they show up. And they shine their light, they share their gifts while also receiving so much from others. It's a beautiful exchange.
What we're here to do. That is what we're here to do. The more that we are able to release the trauma, the more that we can let our gifts, the more that we can express our gifts.
Oh, I totally agree. That was very much the experience for me. When we're going through the healing journey, it can feel like all of our resources are pointing in as we're just putting all of our life force truly into healing the experience. And once we come out of that, our light just wants to shine. And we
Oh,
just
so
want to be
great.
here and serve others has been my experience.
Well, yeah, we all come with these unique gifts that we shut down, usually because of the traumas we experienced. And so, you know, being able to heal where I do believe our soul came in asking for these experiences to overcome them and then support others to do the same. So beautiful. So if you guys want to check out the retreats, you can also do that at the link below this video, if and when you're ready to go deeper. It sounds like there's, and where are they, Kyla, the ones that are coming up?
Great question. Yeah, so we're having them at this beautiful center. We take the whole space, so there's no other people coming or going. It's in Tulum, just outside of Tulum, Mexico, and it's a gorgeous location.
Love
All of
Tulum.
the food, it's all organic. We've got a private chef on site. There's a saltwater pool. There's a cenote that's underground. We do sound healing. And
Awesome.
actually, the one other thing that I'll speak into at the retreats is that there is an opportunity to do partnered maneuvers. So we didn't really talk about that today. There is, though, this part of human garage and the fascial maneuvers where we can support one another in that healing process. And one of the
I've
things
seen
that,
some of those. I've seen some of those
yeah,
videos.
often you'll see those on social media, right? And so if we feel ready, then we can have another person come in and support us in whatever that maneuver is. So if I'm in this one that we just did, someone could just come and put their hand over my hand or support me in twisting just a little bit more. Some of us that are going through trauma, that's an absolute no at this stage, which is totally
I know, I was checking in when you were saying that. I'm like,
perfect.
maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe on day five or
For
right?
sure.
But
Yeah.
yeah.
Sure.
But I'm
Yeah.
glad you brought that up because I think too, being in a group, but then having someone actually assist you can also, when you're ready for that, be part of the healing as well.
Very,
And
yeah.
I'm glad too that you brought in, 14 people, four facilitators. When I do my retreats, I usually cap it at five. I do them solo, and I think when we do this deep work, we've got to have that adequate support.
Yes.
And so it sounds like, you really offer that during your retreats as well, which I think is so important. So like when something comes up, if it's just one facilitator and 14 people, it'd be like, how can I help?
Exactly.
Four people got things coming up. Like, so yeah,
Yeah, exactly.
that's really an amazing ratio, and I think that's really beneficial. So
Yeah, thank you.
thank you so much, Kyla. I'm really excited
Me
about
too.
getting back into the fascia world, and I'm gonna be checking out one of those retreats for sure. So again,
Fantastic.
everybody, make sure that you sign up for the free workshop for healing trauma. That is going to be amazing. I can't wait for that. So you can find Kyla's email below the video and send her an email. I want to attend the healing trauma fascial workshop, and then also check out the retreats at the below link as well. And I just want to thank everyone for joining us for this really powerful, important event. This is really where it's at right now, is when we do our own personal healing, that is how the planet is going to shift, and the vibration of the planet is going to shift as well. So doing our own personal work is so important, and I just want to say thank you for all of you brave, courageous souls, because this work is not easy. It's worth it, but it doesn't feel easy, even after doing it for, like, you and I have been doing it for so long,
Yeah.
Kyla. And it's still, some days it's still like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, but I do.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah.
do it. I do it
I
because I
totally
want.
agree.
Yeah, I want full healing. I want full healing. I want full health,
Yep.
and everything that that brings, right? So for anyone that's, struggling right now, just keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep using your tools. Keep moving. We're all here to find that next piece of our healing puzzle. And I know this will be a big one for a lot of people here. So,
Yes.
yeah, thank you. And again, everybody, share this event with people in your lives. Everyone has trauma, whether they're aware of it or not. We all do. And you're here because you're a leader, and whether you think you are or not. And so sharing this with others is really important. So thank you, everybody, and I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you, Kyla,
Thank
and
you.
namaste.
Thank you so much.